ball downfield, and a wide open reach. It's dropped!
Here with Take It Like a Fan. You got Chip.
The D-O-double-G.
Good job, Bo.
Unreal.
Man, that play leading into the intro here. One of the highlights of the weekend, for sure.
Weekend? That's like the run of the year so far.
Pretty much. I mean, we haven't seen that in a while.
We've never seen that.
Oh, we've seen that. Not, I'm saying, I understand it was the longest in history, but I'm saying we've seen long runs like that. We've seen Don bust runs like that. We've seen, I think Pittman probably bust some like that, but that was
not
sweet.
That long.
It was really 2 yards in the end zone.
There's literally only one other yard you can get to have the longest play possible.
You know who beat that this week? Who had the longer run?
Yeah.
Cordell Patterson, 109.
That was a return. That wasn't a run. That was a return.
But it's still a run.
It's preseason stats.
Yeah.
Your preseason stats.
Do kickoff returns count in fantasy?
Dude, I mean, that's
if you
not
have
every
that, if you have that player.
Not everything is about. Not everything is
I'm
about
just,
fantasy.
I'm just saying.
But what was the longest play of the week?
The 104 yard kick.
Okay, then. Point closed.
What was the longest run of the week?
The longest rushing attempt this week was by Ronald Jones.
No, I ran 2.8 miles the other day.
I should have placed bets on how long it's going to take for him to mention how his
it was a walk run marathon. Regime. But
yeah,
he's on a vegan diet.
Yep, turkeys only.
And if it starts affecting our menu for the evenings here on Tuesday nights,
you can get out.
That's a problem. All right. So I know here in the first segment we want to talk about the game for sure. I do have a question for you guys. I mean, like we talked a little bit about, and I heard on the radio the other day that the Raptors are possibly talking about
huge
coming down to
Tampa Bay Raptors.
Yeah,
just for but I didn't catch the reason why they're doing
just
that
because
this season.
Canada is very strict with players, just how baseball was, and the hockey bubble was in Canada. They don't want players crossing, but their borders closed.
Really?
It's been closed for a long time, so they don't want teams going over there. So what I've been hearing is what's happening with basketball is like there's just Toronto's the only Canada team, but I guess for hockey, is there going to realign the divisions where all – did you hear that?
No.
That was that car that just drove.
Oh, that was outside? Holy shit. I heard that in my head.
Wow.
They're going to align all the divisions. Every team in Canada plays in Canada. All the teams in the U.S. play in the U.S.
Okay.
What happens with playoffs?
Playoffs. They go back to their bubble.
So I guess this kind of alleviates the whole Rays, Montreal.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen at all.
So is Canada basically calling us dirty?
I don't know. I've never talked to the Canadian.
Could be.
May have.
They're out in the boat.
They're out in the boat in the boot.
All right. So we don't really know anything other than it's a possibility.
It's just up in the air because I think Nashville has a bid on it too.
No, they'd want to come. I mean, Raptors even sounds good.
I think Tampa Raptors like
it sounds great.
I don't think it sounds great. They don't know if they'd go to be the Tampa Raptors.
Of course
Raptors.
They would. Well, you can't come to Tampa then.
Mayor Chip over here.
Yeah. Well,
I think we're like number six.
Decisions like that.
We're like number six on the list. If I'm not mistaken.
No, that's
no,
they got to
be
pull it up. Pull it up.
Well, no, we got to think about
there might be six cities on the list, but we're number one, bro.
Yeah.
No, they have us at.
Well, he's saying we're number one in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No.
Well, you got to figure that we have the hockey team here as well, which will be a same kind of time seasoned. So I think there's a little bit of an issue with the ice.
No,
other teams
not.
Do it.
Well,
other
you know, when they did play it. Basketball there, they did have problems with it before. I'm just saying.
I don't want to hear it.
I'm just saying.
It's 2020. Anything's possible.
Fix it. I don't care.
Did you guys see that golf swing?
The largest NBA crowds in history and play it in the drop.
Did you guys see that? Yeah, that's true. Well, shit. I mean, good luck finding people to fill that. Did you guys see that golf shot? The guy skipped it across the water.
On the par 3 challenge? Who was that?
I don't know, but it was the practice before.
No, I think that. Well, I think Wednesday's the par 3 challenge, and I think that's what it was.
I think he probably
that's where they play all the
so
parts.
He probably
holes.
Won.
No.
That
who,
hole.
Who won last week? Golf.
Dustin Johnson, I believe.
Dustin Johnson.
Oh, nice.
That's who I picked. If you don't believe me, rewind the tapes.
Who's
go ahead and listen.
Who's his wife?
Dustin Johnson? Mrs. Johnson?
Nope. Paulina Gretzky.
Well,
Wayne
Gretzky's daughter.
Daughter?
And she couldn't even change her last name. I guess I wouldn't change my last name
either. Wow. If they have a kid.
So why isn't it Connellina Johnson?
They're going to have a swing on him.
I don't know. You'd have to ask her.
I'd love to.
That kid's going to have a swing on him if they have kids. All of them. They're going to have a great swing. Okay, a good golf swing.
Doesn't always work like that.
Family line.
Doesn't always work like that.
So if two.
Oh, it does.
Whatever.
I don't know, Ted Bundy.
Don't even get me started.
My kid ran up. My kid ran up two goals, an assist, and spent some more time in the penalty box.
He needs more time in the penalty box.
What did he do?
Hooking. Apparently, he tripped the kid with his stick.
Hey, it's better to be hooking than be a hooker.
Hold on. Was it tripping or hooking?
He hooked him with this with a stick. So I think he got him around his like ankle area.
Yep.
Yep.
He was going after the puck, though.
Sure.
Sure.
I think the puck was right there, right in the general vicinity, somewhere in the 15 feet.
Don't say that.
Not bad.
You don't
Not
say. Bad.
All right. So other than that, let's talk Bucks for a minute. Great, great game. I've back to renewed.
Oh, feeling, just like that?
I'm feeling, yes, of course it's just like that. You got to go.
I'm not.
Ebb and flow, ups and downs. What do you mean you're not?
I'm still fucking mad.
About what?
The 38-3 game. Just because you win this one game, everything's fine now?
Even all the players.
Everything's fine now?
You got to let go. You got to move past it and refocus.
Not at all. I want them watching that video every day this week.
Just to be pissed off?
You're playing the Rams. You're playing the Chiefs at home. Those in the crucial point. This is playoff games.
I'm not scared. Did you guys see the new power rankings? By the way, Chiefs stay one, Pittsburgh stays two, Saints three. We jumped up three spots to number four.
That means nothing
to you.
The job's not over till the Super Bowl.
Well, I understand, but I mean, this kind of gives you a general consensus here. I would almost agree with everything on this list.
By these guys that tell us who's who. We don't have our own eyes.
Hold on,
judgment
they got,
for
they got, they got, we, the, listen, they got the Chiefs opinions. Number one and the Steelers two.
Yeah,
yeah.
Chiefs are number one.
No, how can you say that?
What do you mean?
They have a loss.
They have a loss. It's your strength of schedule, the way they play.
It doesn't matter. I'm undefeated. You're not. I'm undefeated. You're not.
You're not undefeated.
Pittsburgh plays Cincy twice.
No, that's what. That's why.
I know.
I mean,
I don't think they play this year.
They play Baltimore. Their division's pretty hard. They got a pretty good division.
Baltimore's falling apart pretty fast.
How? Because Lamar Jackson lost to Bill Belichick in a blizzard?
His last couple games.
Tsunami?
You got to admit it was surprising for them to lose.
Calais Campbell didn't even play.
We all took Baltimore.
We did.
Calais Campbell didn't play. Yeah, we.
That was an unexpected.
I'm just saying, it just doesn't look.
Bill Belichick.
I'd be worried if I'm a Baltimore Raven going into the playoffs.
I'd be worried if I was a Dolphin or a Bills fan.
Why a Dolphin? Dolphin ain't got nothing to lose right now.
Well, don't sleep on Bill Belichick. I mean, he has a proven past. He finds ways to win games.
Yeah, but he also had a totally different team for the last 19 years. He had the same quarterback. I mean, rah.
I mean, Cam Newton also won league MVP, went 15-1.
Let me ask you.
He's a Cam Newton guy. He's a Cam Newton guy.
Is he a Cam Newton guy?
Cam Newton guy. What?
Let me ask you this. We are going into our offseason. Cam Newton and Tom Brady are both available. Who you want?
I would say 100% healthy Cam Newton today for future references, but for 1-2 years, Tom Brady all day.
You're telling me that you would take Cam Newton.
You're going to get – well, I listened to what I said, though.
I heard 100%
healthy Cam Newton for years down the road, yes, I'm taking Cam.
He could be 100% healthy and get hurt tomorrow.
But so could Tom Brady.
I understand
Tom Brady get hurt.
So who are you going to take in that situation?
I've just told you my opinion. You can't tell me I'm wrong.
You can't. You're wrong.
No.
Wrong.
I would obviously take the better of the two, Tom Brady, obviously.
Of course, take the GOAT.
Yeah, but – that's apples and oranges, dude.
It is.
Bill Belichick and Tom Brady just won a divorce.
A system quarterback could run this offense.
Really?
I think Blaine Gabbert could run this offense.
Not as critiqued.
Not as critiqued, but he could make the throws.
I mean, look what
my heyday, yeah.
Look
yeah,
what Bruce Arians did with Carson Palmer. And then when Carson Palmer went down, what's our backup? Gabbert.
Gabbert.
Blaine Gabbert. He came in and took those guys to the division. They won the wild card game, took them to the divisional game, and lost.
Listen, I understand all that. My question was just a simple question.
I just told you my opinion. For 1-2 years to get it done now, yeah, I would take Tom Brady.
Yeah,
but if 100%. I'm building on that pick, I'm taking Cam Newton.
Well, you're gonna build on Cam.
You can
build around Cam. Like it's just I don't know.
Okay, no, let me throw this out there. You got Cam, Tom Brady,
Teddy Bridgewater.
Good. That's a good one to throw in there. Who are you taking?
What? Is this 1 year? Is this 1 year to get it done?
You don't know what it is.
Then I don't know how to answer the question.
Okay, are we talking for the Bucs standpoint or any team standpoint?
I'm talking for the Bucs. This past year, in the offseason, coming into this year.
What did Bruce Arians say in the offseason? We're not going to rebuild. We're going to reload.
That's a reload as a Tom Brady.
You got rid of your 22, and you got you a Desert Eagle now. You got rid of Jameis, your little 22. Okay. And you got Tom Brady, big old Desert Eagle.
I love his analogy.
We have the right guy calling the plays. That's all I got to say. Well, making the plays.
Making the plays.
Brian Leftwich is like some weeks he's on it, and some weeks he gets – as soon as we get down, it throws his whole game plan out the window. And you can see it. Mm-hmm. You can see it and the plays. But it's something new.
He was convinced that Winston gave him our playbooks. Was almost like they did sometimes on their defense.
Oh, no, 100%. 100%. And that's why they need to go back to the drawing board and change some things up. They needed that slap in the mouth. They were getting by everybody other than the Bears.
Yeah.
The Bears but their defenses, look what they do to every other team. They hold teams to barely anything to score, less than 20, I think. They have a good defense.
Our defense was much more on point. I love JPP getting an interception.
All hands on deck.
Nope, I like that. He came back in.
Justin
Davis,
Watson
third,
got a sack.
The wide receiver. That was great. The team went nuts on that one.
Yeah.
I love that. All right, well, then I think we need to go over our picks.
Shout out to the Gators and Kyle Trask.
Yeah, what was that, 63-35 or something
he
like that?
He put
63-28.
Six touchdowns up in the first half. Unreal.
Yeah. I predicted that.
No, you didn't. You had him losing that game.
No, I did not.
To Arkansas?
No.
Yeah, I did.
It was the first loss was Texas A&M, which they lost to. The next one was
Georgia.
Possibly Georgia.
No, you did say they were losing to Georgia.
And then I said there is a possible third loss.
With Arkansas?
No.
Who?
Mizzou.
Even more laughable.
Tennessee. Oh, yeah. They play Tennessee 2 weeks. Big game.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to lose to that team.
I ain't losing nobody.
All right, let's go through these picks and end this segment. Here we go. All right, last week we had Indy going to Tennessee. Indy wins, and I'm the only one to get that one right.
Damn it, dog.
Houston went to Cleveland. Cleveland takes it.
By what?
Three.
10-7.
Yeah.
Huh.
But got that right. Yes, I did. Washington went to Detroit.
Detroit won. You took Washington, too.
I took Detroit.
Yeah, you wanted Washington.
No, Detroit. Thank you. Jacksonville, Green Bay. Green Bay takes it. Giants beat Philly. Tampa Bay smoked Carolina. Raiders knocked out Denver. Miami knocks out the Chargers. Arizona with the Hail Mary, as they're calling it, over Buffalo. You got the Rams taking out Seattle. You got the Saints taking out 49ers, you got Pittsburgh knocking off Cincy, and New England pulls it out over Baltimore. Monday night game, Minnesota knocks off Chicago.
We all lost Baltimore one.
Okay. So, I believe that would have me leading.
Yeah, 4, you won.
Yes, I did. So, that's 5.5 to 2 to 1. Right?
5.5 to 2 to 1, yes. You're right.
So if you guys now added your score, I guess if you added your score, I was still ahead of you last week too. But if you add your score now, I've like almost doubled you.
Whatever makes you feel happy, man.
If that makes me feel happy, I'm not going to lie. Dog, you're off quiet.
I wasn't allowed to play on FanDuel, so.
Well, FanDuel, let's talk about that before we make our
pick.
I wasn't allowed
to
play on that.
Huh?
I wasn't allowed to play.
The masses of people that came out of the woodwork to vote for our FanDuel contest and enter into our fan contest to get all those cool prizes right for the holidays. I mean, I swear to God, hundreds.
I think it froze the server.
It was froze the server. Hundreds. Thousands showed up. All backed me. 100%.
All back to you?
Yeah. What do you every mean? Single one of them were like, oh, Chip's team's going to win.
Did they back you?
Yes, they
did. Really?
All of them. So,
can we go over that score then?
You need to pull. I don't have the logins, I don't think.
You mysteriously don't. You were just on FanDuel. You just did your lineup.
All right, let's go to history.
History. Recent.
And let's see here. Here we are. What is winning this? Team.
So we have a team to laugh, and then we have a team bow.
Yes, and the
what
team,
is that? 115.
Take it like a fan. Had 113.04, and team bow. 115.
And dog probably would have had 130.
Hold on. You had what?
So you knocked me. You knocked it off, bro. Hmm. You did good. You beat me by literally a 1.76.
I could beat you by 1 point or 100 points. Wouldn't matter.
My team was Brady, 31 points. Kamara, 31 points. Connor shit the bed with 5. Slayton came through with double digits at almost 12. Mike Evans came through with 16. Tyler Boyd, again, I figured he was going to do something. Shit the bed, 7 points. 2 points from Evan Ingram. 1 point from Emmanuel Sanders. Weak. And they beat him 27-13. He gets one damn point. And Tampa Bay Buccaneer defense, 5 points.
That's fine. I mean, your team's like pretty good, but I guess mine was just a little bit better.
It was 1.76 points better.
My team would have definitely beat both of you guys.
I don't think so.
Well, now guess what? Both the FanDuel challenges have been sent out to you both. I have already selected my team. You are able to edit your team up until
kickoff
time.
For Thursday night?
Yep. And those of you out there listening, go to our website, and you will be able to enter in for our fan contest as well as back whichever one of us you decide to, because there might even be a special gift given out.
You can always ask me for information. I'm always helpful for insight, seeing as how I know what I'm doing on this.
Fair enough. Let's actually take a look at your team. Aaron Rodgers, I beat you on the QB. I beat you on the running backs. No, because you've had Connor too. I beat you on the first receiver, beat you on the second, and you knocked me off on the third. Marvin Jones got 19 points.
Yeah, you see, that's a sleeper pick right there.
Mike Gesicki, doubled me. And then you picked Scantling.
Yep.
22 points out of the flex player. That's retarded.
He had, I think the first play of the game was like a 75-yard touchdown.
And then 6-point man. God damn it.
See?
By 1.76 points. That's retarded.
Could be 1.76 million the way I look at it.
All right, dog. Well, you're going to be included this week. Sorry you weren't. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you the victory since you got left out.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Unreal.
What else? What else? What else?
We got to do our picks.
Oh, yeah, we do. We got to go into next week. Here we go. Week 11. Are you ready over there, Bo?
I'm ready.
All right.
Good game.
Arizona, Seattle. Seattle, they just got beat again, too. But
I know, it's like...
In that last-minute play, and that was against Buffalo. And Seattle's a better team than Buffalo.
But Seattle also lost to Buffalo.
I know.
I'm going Seattle.
I'm going Seattle, too.
I've been picking Seattle the past 3 weeks. I'm just over it.
Go Arizona.
Philly, Cleveland.
No, he's got to pick his team. Pick your team.
I picked Arizona.
Arizona. Philly, Cleveland.
Let's go Brownies.
Tie.
Same here. Atlanta going to New Orleans.
Is this an upset?
I got to pick one. I hate to pick it.
They're coming off a bye week.
I'm taking Atlanta. Jameis is going to throw three picks.
It's funny about this. It's funny about this. You got Dirk Cutter.
And Raheem Morris.
Raheem Morris going against Jameis Winston.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
No, but I'm going New Orleans.
Raheem Morris had nothing to do with Jameis.
New Orleans.
He was out of there.
Who are you taking?
I know, but it's just funny.
Who are you taking?
Oh, I said I'm going with Atlanta.
Oh, are you? Okay. Bengals over to the football team in Washington.
Joe Burrow.
Agreed.
Oh, man. Alex Smith, man.
He led the league this week in yards, 399 or something like that. 390.
Throwing? Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to take Alex Smith.
Oh, God, you would. All right, Detroit going to Carolina. Can't take Carolina. Detroit.
Yeah, I don't know if Teddy's playing or not.
He's questionable right now, but he
yeah,
will.
But
he will.
No Christian. Well, no, no Christian. That's
yeah,
for sure.
I'm going with Detroit then if that's the case.
Pitt, Jacksonville, Pitt.
Nope, upset.
Okay, Pitt.
Huge upset.
You're going Jacksonville.
Big Ben's got COVID.
Okay.
He I'm had COVID kidding. Last
I'm
week, too.
Going. I'm going Pittsburgh.
Tennessee going to Baltimore. Baltimore's upset. Baltimore.
Tennessee's upset, too.
Nah, Baltimore. Hmm. They're more upset. They lost to New England.
It's a tough one.
I'm taking Baltimore.
New England cruising over to Houston.
Houston's pissed.
They've been mad for a while.
I'm taking New England.
So am I. Miami, Denver, riding the Miami.
Yep.
Riding the coattails, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Let's go Miami.
They might get that seventh spot.
I think your boy's out too. The quarterback.
This is where you separate the men's from the boys, right here. Jets at the Chargers.
You're going with the upset.
I'm going with the upset.
I'm taking Chargers.
Okay.
You're taking Jets.
I'm taking the Jets.
Wow.
They are not going defeated.
They're not losing. They're not going to beat the Chargers.
Okay. This is their week.
Nah.
Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert's better. No.
Is going to win Rookie of the Year.
No.
He probably will.
No.
He has better numbers than Burrow.
Jets are going to take care of business. Watch. Green Bay, Indy.
I think Indy gets this done.
Green Bay.
Yeah, I think Indy's going to get it done, and we need Indy to get it done.
Not Green Bay, though.
We kind of do. See? Cheesehead.
Yeah. Undercover.
Dallas.
Oh.
Minnesota.
Minnesota's.
Dalvin Cook back, man. I'm going Minnesota.
Of course. Kansas City going over to the Raiders.
Should be a good one, actually.
The Raiders beat them a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I'm not going against Patty Mahomes, though.
Oh, and this is at the new stadium.
Are you going KC?
I'm thinking. Ooh. Yeah, I'll go Patty.
Chip wants the Rams.
Yeah. Bucks and Bucks and Bucks. And then we need a final score. And since I, from my
Rams
38-0. No. Wow.
No, oh, whoa.
I'm kidding.
Whoa. First,
looking at your guys' picks, it's almost like I could say a combined score of 130 because it really doesn't matter. I mean, I should be 6.5 after this next week. So I'll go ahead and say combined is 45.
What are you going to say, 44?
No, dude, don't be an ass.
44 and a half?
43 and a quarter.
No. I reserve the right to change.
You can't do that. You can't.
Yeah, I listen, I throw mine out there because I trust that my partners aren't
okay,
going
well, to
be an
be,
asshole
yeah,
about it.
Okay, well, let's go 41.
Oh.
Okay. What am I? What do you,
no,
what,
you're
do
good,
you, what do you have, a 10-point margin?
You're good. Yeah, you should be in the 20s if I'm in the 40s.
Why?
That's just the way you do it.
No, it's not.
What do you got?
What if I did 46?
You should. At least give him one, go 47.
I'll
laugh when it's 44.
I'll give him.
I'm closer at 45.
I'm going to do 50.
So it's 45, 41, and 50. I'm changing mine now.
Nope, can't.
Yes, I can.
Nope, lock and loaded.
All right. Let's take a break.
Hey, we gotta tackle the guy who's leading, right? Can't just let you run away with it.
You're not even close. I've almost doubled you guys combined.
It doesn't matter.
And there's only six more weeks left?
No.
Six?
No.
Seven?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, playoffs and
and we'll be back Super after Bowl. This.
Bye. So how do you find us on social media anyways?
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Okay.
Google.
I'm the old guy on the show. Facebook isn't a thing anymore.
Yeah, it's weak.
White pages, yellow pages.
Okay, fair enough. So tell me, how do I find us on IG or Twitter?
You just type in Take It Like a Fan. Should pop up. We should be up top.
Tweet, tweet.
What?
I don't know.
Take it like a fan.com.
I hear your phone go tweet tweet all the time.
We have the website up at www.takeitlikeafan.com, or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Take It Like A Fan. Message us, DM us. You know the deal.
He just did a call out for sliding the DMs. All right, we're good. And we're back with the Grand Poobah, 6.5 points. Bo, what do you got?
What do you mean?
On our weekly contest, on our
I beat you in FanDuel.
You beat me in FanDuel. Okay, 2 points. Dog, what do you got?
Don't I get a point for that?
No. Actually, let's table it. Because that might literally be the only way you guys can catch me.
Well, what does that prove?
Doesn't really.
We do this for fun.
It does. But bragging rights are the big deal here.
Yeah, you'd brag anyways if you lost.
I try. Just doesn't sound as good.
I mean,
no, we'll keep it how it is.
That's all I got to say about it.
I ain't got no points, man.
I got one.
All right, so let's do this. Who's going first tonight?
I unfortunately left my book.
That's
at
fine. I got
the
money.
Office today.
So
we're gonna do a game with you guys.
Cool. Then I got.
And we're gonna keep score.
Hey, I got one question.
Since you guys didn't get to do FanDuel last week.
What?
Okay. What?
What's your question?
You said you got a question. Never mind. I'll ask it later.
All right.
Boo.
Chip and dog.
Chip versus dog. You got to say your name.
Chip.
When the question is done.
Oh, okay.
I need a buzzer.
There you
can
go.
I do that?
Perfect.
Can I do that?
Perfect.
Now you got to say your name. Follow the rules.
Can I go? Burr.
All right. Are we ready?
No.
Yes. As long as he understands the rules.
Question one. In a 55-40 win over the Rams last season, the Buccaneers tied a single-game franchise record with 7 touchdowns. Who was the only Buck to score 2 TDs that game? Cameron Brate, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Ndamukong Suh.
Chip.
Chris Godwin. And you are correct. You get 1 point.
That's a point.
Chris Godwin had 2 touchdowns among his 12 catches for 172 yards. Big day.
Yes, it was.
Prior to Ronald Jones' 98-yard touchdown run against the Carolina Panthers in Week 10, who held the Buccaneers' record for longest touchdown run? Warwick Dunn, Doug Martin, Michael
Dog.
Bowman, Bob Rainey.
Dog. Doug Martin.
Doug Martin is incorrect. Chip for the steal. You are also incorrect. Bobby Rainey previously owned the Bucks' longest TD run with an 80-yarder against
From
Buffalo in 2013. Doug Martin had an 84 non-scoring run against the Eagles in 2015.
Hold on. What about the run against the Raiders? It might not have been that long. It might have been like 60 or 70.
Yeah,
whatever, dude.
90.
Cool, man. Cool. Next question.
Jason Pierre-Paul recorded a sack and an interception to Carolina in Week 10. Prior to that, who was the last Buccaneer to have a sack and an interception in the same game?
Are you going to give us a list?
Yeah.
Or?
Oh, yeah. Rodney Barber. Yeah. Shit. Rodney Barber, Shaquille Barrett, Levante David, or Geno Hayes?
Dog.
All right, so we got 2 votes for dog, so you get 2 guesses.
Okay. Rondé Barber.
Rondé Barber is incorrect.
Yeah, I'll take the other one.
Who?
Oh, what was the list again? It was Rondé Barber.
He already said it. Geno Hayes, Levante David, and Shaq Barrett.
Interception and
a sack in the same game.
Man, Shaq Barrett was leading.
Geno Hayes.
Yeah, Barrett.
Shaq Barrett had a sack and an interception last year's 55-40 win over the Rams.
They both had huge games.
This shit back to freaking
mark
Rams.
A point. Make a point. Point.
Chip gets another point.
Point.
Point for Chipper.
There it is.
All right.
How many questions are there, by the way?
We've done 3 because you guys couldn't get the other one right.
Yeah, but how many questions are there?
We're going to do, I think, 7 I got. Best of 7.
So I'm almost there already. Okay, cool.
You're almost there?
Yep.
That's how you want to look at it.
Next question, please.
All right, next question. All right, where am I going with this? Hang on 2 seconds.
1, 2.
Dog.
Dog.
Okay.
Jameis Winston. And he's correct.
No chance.
He got the point.
Oh, I just lost it. What the frick?
It's too soon. Sorry. It's too soon for that.
Do, do, no, too soon. I just... Do, do. Hang on.
Oh, God. Here we go. Every week. This comes down to show prep. Is this
no, I just... I'm looking for what I had and I don't have it.
I'm looking for what I have. I don't have it.
I left my book it. In the office. So, I mean, I had my stuff
again,
written down.
Again, comes down to show prep.
I had one of those all right. days. All
right. So...
I thought today was Monday.
Fair enough. Really?
I'm trying to figure out how to word it because it's not worded.
Okay.
All right. Let's go for the longest passing play of all time.
Buccaneer history.
Buccaneer history. Combination of the wide receiver and quarterback.
Go for it.
You have Mike Glennon, Tyquan Underwood.
No.
Doug Williams, Kevin House.
Possibly.
Vinny Testaverde or Willie Drury.
Scary if that's true.
Or Josh Freeman and Vince Ejection.
Chip. I'm going with Doug Williams.
Doug Williams and Kevin House.
Yep.
You are incorrect. Sean for the steal.
I'm going Vinny.
Vinny? Testaverde and Willie Drury? You guys are both incorrect. It was Josh Freeman and Vincent Jackson.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. 8 minutes later. I mean.
Longest kick returns of all time. 97 yards was set by who?
Michael Spurlock. Dog.
You guys are both wrong. Sammy Stoddard, 97 yards. Who was tied by Clifton Smith also in 2008.
This is his last question, dog. This is his last question. It's number seven.
This guy doesn't come prepared. He's making up questions as he goes.
The longest punt return is 95 yards in Buccaneer history.
Spurlock.
Who is he? Vernon Turner, Carl the Truth Williams, Michael Spurlock, or Jacquez Green?
Chip. I'm going Spurlock.
Incorrect. Sean for the dog. Dog.
Carl the Truth.
Incorrect.
Was it Green?
Yeah, Jacquez Green with 95 yards. Right. Green Bay 98.
All right.
So we got one more. I mean, we can do a sudden death. See if Sean gets that.
Yeah, there's no.
What does it matter? I don't have any points.
We can give you two. If you get this one right, you get a bonus one.
What's that shit? Here we go.
No, it's fine. I don't want to win.
All right, fine.
I don't want to win.
Winner.
Cool.
You got 2 out of 5 questions right.
Yeah. Well, listen, I took it back to the sports movie trivia.
I like
but
that.
But I'm asking, yes, I know you do, and I'm asking it in a different way, though. Like, I give you kind of a rundown and something about the player, and then you got to tell me which player it is. Now, some of them.
Which player it is, or
well,
what movie?
Well, like, what the character's name is. Well, you'll understand when I read the questions.
Bobby Boucher.
But, now, some give you a list, or all of them give you a list. I think that most of these, with your sports knowledge, gentlemen, you guys should be able to get these without me even giving you the list.
Okay, I guess.
There's actually two that you're going to need the list because I think the movies were made like 20 years before you were born. So, I'm a hard-throwing pitcher that struggled with accuracy and had my run-ins with the law before joining the Cleveland
Indians. Dog.
Okay, Bo.
Wow, dang.
And his name was?
Fuck.
3.
Oh, my God.
2. One.
Dog.
Dog for the steal.
Vaughn.
Ricky Vaughn.
That is correct.
I cannot think of that.
All right. Now, like, this is one of the ones I'm not sure you're going to get. We are a trio of brothers that helped turn around a struggling hockey team. What we lacked in skill, we made up for in violence. Who are we? The Hanson brothers, the Danson brothers, the Hanson brothers, the Danson brothers.
Dog. The Hanson brothers.
Very good.
Yeah, because that's Russian.
Hanson. Hanson.
My imprisoned father is trying to get me to go to the big state, but I just want to play basketball and forget him. Who am I?
Oh, I know this. Mm-hmm. Can I get the list?
Yes, you can. Bubba Sykes, Booger Sykes, Jake Shuttlesworth, Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Bo? Damn, I don't know this.
Bo?
Booger.
That is correct.
I just wanted to say
one?
Booger.
Bubba?
Bubba.
Correct.
Jesus?
That was a hard one. That's the one. It's Jesus from He Got Game.
Never watched that movie.
Hey, Zeus.
I used to be a pro quarterback, but now I'm in prison leading a team of inmates against the guards.
Adam Sandler. Paul Crewe.
Paul Crewe.
No, he can't. You can't do that.
Well, he just gave you both. That's like a bonus. That's
I said Wild Thing.
That's true.
So no, true. I said his actual name, though.
I wanted to be known as a championship boxer, but instead I'm best remembered as the man who killed Apollo Creed.
Dog.
Rocky.
Incorrect. He didn't kill Apollo
Creed. Oh, the Russian guy did.
I don't even know that guy's name.
Ivan Drago.
Ivan.
Drago.
If yeah, in a movie
dies.
I really
if
haven't
he dies,
seen.
He dies. After 19 years in the big leagues, I'm pitching the game of my life for the Detroit Tigers. Who am I? Kevin Costner played the part. I'll give you that.
I don't know. That's where he played for the Rays, too, I think.
No.
Sonny Weaver, Ray Kinsella, Crash Davis, Billy Chappell.
Bo, Ray Kinsella.
Incorrect.
I won it. What was the first one?
Sonny Weaver.
Billy Chavez.
It's Billy Chappell.
Whatever.
Sonny Weaver.
It's Billy Chappell.
Frick.
Didn't he play for the Rays, too? What was that movie?
The Rays? No.
What was that?
You're thinking of Bull Durham.
Yeah, that was Bull Durham.
No, it's not Bull Durham.
That's what you're thinking
Where
of,
the high school coach came in and pitched?
No, that's not. That was
you're
this
ruining,
is the one with Kevin Costner.
You're ruining Chip's questions.
I don't know.
Right
I've
now.
Never seen this movie then.
They may have called me Cake Eater, but there's no way the Ducks could have won without my skills.
Bo, Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
What's the name of the character in the movie?
Goldberg.
Incorrect.
Icebox.
Charlie Conway, Jesse Hall, Adam Banks, Gordon Bombay.
Charlie.
Banks.
Charlie is incorrect.
Banks.
Adam Banks is correct.
I get it.
I had a spotty past, but as a head coach, I got the most out of a small town Indiana high school basketball team.
Hoosiers.
Who am I? Hoosiers is correct. What's the coach's name?
I don't know.
Scott Bombay.
Opal Fleener, Jimmy Chitwood, Shooter Flatch, or Norman Dale?
Norman Dale. Jimmy Chitwood, dude.
That's incorrect.
Fucking Jimmy Chitwood. Fucking Jimmy Chitwood.
What was the first guy's name?
Opal Fleener.
That's not even a real name.
Or Shooter Flatch.
If this guy's name.
We're going to Opal Fleener.
It's Normal Dale. Norman Dale.
I said Norman Dale.
When both the Shark star quarterback and the backup were injured, I stepped
Jamie
in.
Jamie Foxx.
Took over the league and even made my own music video. Who am I?
Jamie Foxx.
That is correct. What is the name of the character in the movie?
What's his
Any
options?
Given Sunday.
Any Given Sunday is the name of the movie.
Flash
That's
and Jackson.
No.
Come on. Screaming.
Screaming. What is it?
Screaming Willie Beeman.
Oh,
Screamin
whatever.
Willie Beeman.
The movie came out when I was
13. Now,
this
one you
got
to get. I often played second fiddle to my best friend, Ricky Bobby, but nobody could shake it and bake it on the racetrack.
Bo,
like
Dale Gribble, or Dale.
That is incorrect. Come on.
Can I get the names?
Lucius Washington, Gene Girard, Larry Dennett, Cal Naughton Jr.
Cal.
Cal Naughton Jr., that is correct.
Cal.
Dang it, Cal.
That was it.
I'm pretty sure you
guys were both terrible on that deal.
Dude,
those are fun. Those are fun.
You like go like above and beyond the movies to find trivia in them.
I got
Who
I,
said this
man,
from this
look,
movie?
Look, I got an email here that's got
I've had my medicinal card for 10 years.
I like those ones. Those are fun, though. Yeah,
they are funny.
I guess some good ones.
Cal.
Cal.
Well, hold on. What was that coach's name?
Gordon Bombay?
No, from the
Opal Pal.
Opal Fleener?
Opal Fleener.
No, his name was Norman Dale.
Dale. What's the other one? Billy Chittenwood.
Oh, here's. No, I'll save these for next week. All right, I can do that. You guys got anything else we want to talk about? Other than we got the fan contest again. You got to like our page. You got to share our page. You got to fill out the form online, giving us your name, phone number, and
email
address.
And we will invite you to the contest so you can win a prize and put it in the stocking stuffer.
That's a side thing, but I agree.
Or you can keep it for yourself.
I like your enthusiasm.
Whatever you may do with it. You have to win it.
But they could also hit us up to be entered in, and we can invite them for the
Yeah, we can even invite them for dinner. We can even invite them to a live show.
Next
CDC
week,
CDC guidelines.
Next week, since we record on Tuesdays, we're going to have our Thanksgiving special. So maybe we should
gluten-free turkey pick
the scores for the football games for Thursday.
Well,
scores for those.
I agree with you. So
yeah, see, listen to dog.
So hang on, let me pull them up then.
Or you guys can text us and let us know what you guys think. Text us at 727-388-1644. Should we put point spreads on the Thanksgiving game?
I mean,
you could stuff your turkey.
Let's just at least go through it. Okay, so for Thanksgiving Day, you got Houston going to Detroit.
That's a, yeah. Detroit always plays. Detroit, Green Bay, Dallas.
I'm trying to get your pick.
What? No, we're not picking them now.
Yeah, of course you are, because it's going to be that Thursday.
No, we're doing recording next Tuesday.
And then the episode comes out Thursday morning. Don't you want to give everybody advance notice to what we think?
I guess we can.
No, I guess we don't want to.
No, I guess let's just do it. We're predicting the future without injuries.
Yeah, no, we can't do that, actually.
I know you can't do that. Vegas doesn't do it. You don't do it.
Here's my booger to pick.
How long have you been waiting to say that? You've heard that at work.
What do you got, Doug?
Why can't we just upload it Wednesday?
I mean, we can still put it up Thursday morning. The games aren't until 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, true.
Or actually, I think, when is the first? Yeah, 12:30 is the first one. Three games total. Okay.
Well, you know what? It'll even be like we time traveled, even if they don't listen to it, you know, before Thursday. Because then when they hear that I'm right with everything, it's like, man, this kid's already been there.
Man,
he knows
this kid's
everything.
On fire.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So, again, by the way, I'll make you a deal. Bucks lose. you're coming to work.
Bucks lose, I come to work.
Bucks win, you got to show up for work.
Wow.
I mean, dog, are you working on Tuesday after the Monday night game?
Not after I hear that.
You guys are going to the game, though.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Late night.
In attendance. It is going to be a late night.
That's all right. One for the team. All right, so give us a call at, what is it again?
Studio line 1-844-542-4111. Text us that 727-388-1644.
Perfect.
Follow us on IG and Twitter at Take It Like a Fan.
And get into the damn fan contest. I mean, you got Christmas right around the corner, and you got like 6 or 7 items that are perfect for sports fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Wake up.
All Tampa Bay related.
Bo's making adjustments on the board. He's getting ready to do something goofy. You ready to sign off?
I'm ready to go, man.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Nothing, dude.
Why is your finger already?
It's just sitting there.
Oh, you're just sitting there? Because this one's all cranked up. See that dog?
Oh, my God.
You've been muted.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Oh.
All right.
Oh. Oh.
All right, guys. Take it like a fan.
See you.